Today we're talking with Gail Kassing, acquisition editor at Human Kinetics and author of several books, Dance Teaching Methods and Curriculum Design, Teaching Beginning Ballet Technique, and History of Dance. Thanks for taking some time to talk to us today, Gail. What motivated you to write this book?
First, I would have to say it is my love for the history of dance and wanting to share it with students who are going to become the future dancers, choreographers, and dance educators, and perhaps dance scholars. I find the history of dance to be an intriguing subject to study as part of history in the larger context, society, culture, and its relationship to other arts. Another reason that motivated me to write this book was that I taught the history of dance for a number of years in various university settings, and I wanted to make the history of dance accessible to students in a way that would entice them to learn more than what they needed to complete the assignments, to pass the test, or tests, and to complete the research project. Usually, the history of dance is one course in a university program, yet it provides the underpinnings of choreography and performance courses as well. I guess my ultimate goal is to entice further interest in the study and the research of the history of dance as part of dance scholarship. I think dance history education as part of dance programs will prepare students as artists and educators who are knowledgeable.
What time period do you cover in this history of dance?
We start with dance from the dawn of history, and really it's prehistory or prehistorical eras. The chronology goes to the early years of the 21st century. In the book, the first parts, as I indicated earlier, talk about how to capture the past and some of the tools that you use as a historian to capture the past. The rest of the book, parts 2 and 3, explore cultural, social, and theatrical dance within the context of prehistory and ancient cultures, the Middle Ages, and the Renaissance. Part 3 covers modern history from the 17th through the 19th century. Parts 4 and 5 concentrate on 20th century American dance, which includes, of course, both modern dance and ballet.
Do you think this book will help students learn and want to keep learning about dance history?
Well, obviously, this has certainly been one of my goals in writing the book, is to help students learn and want to keep learning about dance history. As a dance educator, I wanted students to gain an awareness of this rich history and heritage that we have from dancers, dances, and dance literature. To achieve this awareness, I believe students have to gain the big picture of dance and the big picture of the history of dance. To obtain this, you have to study it in a systematic way to answer some basic questions that relate to every era, and that's the who, the what, the when, the where, and the why of dance in each period.
Gail, you call this an interactive arts approach. That's the subtitle of your book. How is this book interactive?
In history, dance, like the other arts, has been interactive with social, technology, and artistic movements in almost any period. So by studying the history of dance in an interactive environment of arts, culture, and technology, you could see where you could gain a multimedia perspective. We live in a technology-saturated era, and we're bombarded with images and music and movement. So visual and auditory glimpses of different historical periods, video clips of restaged dance performances, and web resources provide us with a wonderful viewpoint from which to view dance through history and use an interactive lens. I think studying the history of dance using your senses, coupled with the interrelated arts and society model, creates a foundation that allows you to better understand how all these different components interact. This then allows you to partake of some of the features and the activities that are spread throughout the entire book. All of these components then create a synergy of interactivity and multimedia and provide the reader with a richness of understanding. And it depends on how far the reader wants to investigate or solve these history mysteries.
Well, you really cover all the bases with this book. It helps meet national dance, arts education, social studies, and technology education standards. The appendices of the book include information on oral presentations and a research paper. Plus, there's an appendix about developing something called a dance web quest. What's that?
A WebQuest is a technology-based project. What I did was adapt it to dance. The project can either be a short or long inquiry. If it's long, then it could be considered the equivalent to a traditional research project. However, it's produced and viewed on the web. A WebQuest integrates text, pictures, sound, video, and internet links to present or investigate a topic. The steps to develop a WebQuest are similar to those for writing a research project.
Dr. Gail Kassing is an acquisition editor at Human Kinetics and the author of History of Dance, as well as several other dance books, also published by Human Kinetics. Gail, thanks for your time.